Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
For this is what the Sovereign Lord says.
Why do you need prophets to tell people who you are and what you want?
If you can justify everything that the God of the Bible has done, then you can justify any of your behavior.
A lot of this mentality is trickling into what is now mainstream right-wing Christianity.
I am capable of empathy greater than this God of the Bible.
This is a Bible that they tell kids. This is the good Lord. This is the good book. He is fantasizing about murder, mass murder.
Head over to sacrilegiousdiscourse.com right now to find out how to leave us a review or support us on Patreon.
Husband!
Wife!
Do you know what we're doing today?
Well, yesterday we read 2 Maccabees chapter 8.
Sure as fuck did.
Yeah, and in that one we had, I think it was Nicanor, maybe? It was somebody had 20,000 troops, and then, like, they came after, you know, the Jews, and then Judas Maccabeus was like, let's get 6,000. We're going to split up into four groups of, like, 1,500, and we're gonna whoop their ass. You know why?
Because God. He owes us.
Yeah.
It's about that time.
Yeah. And so God helped, apparently, even though there was a whole other accounting of the same exact fucking story with, like, no mention of God.
No mention.
I just feel like that's a big part that would have been mentioned, regardless of how, you know, detailed the accounting was. Like, if God's there, you're just going to be like, God was there, right?
Listen, as an atheist, if God came in, I definitely would include it. But likewise, if I was a believer, I would also definitely include it as a, don't you want to join our team?
Sure. Yeah. Like, I mean, look, God. I'm just saying.
What if God was one of us? I mean, right?
Right. Yeah. Fought our war with all of us.
I mean, that actually didn't go with what we were saying at all.
No. Yeah.
It popped in there.
It did. I guess. Anyway.
Yeah.
So that was 2 Maccabees chapter 8.
Sure as fuck was.
Which means that today we're getting into
2 Maccadoodles chapter 9.
All right. Let's do this.
Okie dokie. Just a thug like one of us.
That threw me off.
I know.
What the fuck are you doing?
Your face was like, what is happening?
This is the beginning of the chapter, babe.
I know.
Not a song intro.
I felt like singing. It was fun.
Okay.
Sometimes I sing and it's for a bit and then it gets cut off and I'm like,
I wanted to continue. Yeah. So you did.
I love singing.
Yeah.
I think our fans know too. It's just fun. Singing is fun. Think about how great life would be if it was a musical and you had to be like, we are out of toilet paper.
That one show that we watched, Schmigadoon, was it Schmigadoon?
Schmigadoon.
My God.
It was so good.
That was such a fantastic fucking musical show.
It was a good musical show.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen Schmigadoon.
You should watch
Schmigadoon. It sadly ended abruptly, I think.
It did not get picked up for another season.
Right, yeah.
And it really should have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
So good. Oh, and then there was the Gay Pirates.
Was that in Schmigadoon?
No.
The
Gay Pirate Show.
Yeah, what was that called? One flag, the flag, flag.
Oh, our flag, yeah. Our flag means death.
Something like that.
Oh, my God. That was such a good show. Yeah. Okay. We watched some really crazy shit. And you know what? I approved this message.
Yeah.
You know? You really should come to us for advice on what what good trash to watch. Because we watch some really decent stuff.
Yeah. And Star Trek.
Always. I mean,
always Star Trek.
Obviously.
Not that Star Trek isn't good. Just, you know, we always watch Star Trek.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which for an update, we're in Discovery now. We just finished season one of Discovery.
We did. Again, we had seen Discovery before, but
it had been so long since we've seen it, we hardly remembered anything about season one.
Halfway through season one, I was like, I know I saw the first parts were familiar. I remembered them, but the whole last half of season one, I don't think I've ever seen it.
Yeah.
Literally, I don't think
I felt that way to me too.
Yeah.
But
I think maybe
we watched like the first half of season one and there was the break, you know, and then they launched season two.
And then it popped us into season two.
Right.
I don't think we saw the second half of season one the first time.
I think you might be right. Yeah.
So this was fun. It was fun because we were like, whoa, that's cool. Right? And yeah. Oh, that's how Georgiou came back. Yeah, okay.
No, we were very confused about a lot of things the first time around.
And now it makes so much more sense.
Yeah.
But I'm still confounded why so many people didn't like it. And I have to think it's because there was gay people. And I have to think it's because there was a black woman as a main cast member. What well, the yeah. fuck?
So there's the new one coming out. What is it? The
Starfleet
Academy.
That's so funny yeah. you say there's a new one coming out when I'm pretty sure they're like about to start the second season now or something like that.
No.
Yeah, it's pretty.
I don't think that's correct.
Far in. It's at least partway through the first season.
I've heard people, so they're, okay, the reason I brought that up is because, like, Stephen Miller and Elon Musk are mm-hmm. bashing it online.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And the joke is that they haven't even been able to watch it yet. And actually, we watched that guy that you saw, that you were watching, that likes the Star Trek stuff.
Oh, yeah, Stephen
And he said
Chives.
He had a preview of it.
But that was from, like, a month or two ago.
Okay, so maybe it's out, but we're not in season two.
No, we're not in season two, but we're definitely, like, pretty far through season one at this point.
Okay, I can accept that.
I haven't seen it, but we are definitely through season one, and I've only heard bad things from MAGA adjacent people.
Well, yeah, because it's too progressive. You
Which
know?
There's a whole thing that Which, Steve Shives has done more than once.
Yeah.
About how they miss the whole fucking point and how the mental fucking pretzel you have to go through to make yourself realize that you're not the bad guy or something.
For the record, Steve Shives is somebody that wife likes that's on YouTube.
And he's brilliant and great. And he does wonderful commentary on both Star Trek and the news.
Right.
And among other things. I think he's brilliant.
But I always find it, like, he covers this in his videos, but it's always such a weird thing to me that MAGA people...
They don't get
like
it.
Star Trek in the first place. Mm-hmm. And then also that they get the wrong message from it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, what?
And they're like,
what show were you fucking watching?
They're like, back in my day, Star Trek wasn't so progressive. These newfangled, like, you know, old man shakes fists at cloud, these newfangled versions of Star Trek. And I'm like, no, Star Trek was always progressive. And I don't think that you understand what you were watching. And
right.
You did not know.
Yeah.
Like, the whole...
It's kind of like, you know, I kind of equate it to how they pitch Christianity versus how it's practiced.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, there's this whole idea of this loving God and this loving Jesus
means
figure
forgiveness.
And all that. But then in reality, it's something else because they practice something different.
And they think Jesus is too woke in real life.
Sure, but it's the same translation to, like,
is.
The same people that talk about Star Trek. So, like, I mean, there's this whole... Break, there's this whole, you know, not people aren't taking it right or something. I don't know.
The right wing is kind of dumb, honestly.
Maybe I'm not taking it right, but I don't think that's true.
But it can't possibly. I can't possibly be true because Starfleet is about diversity and equality and equal rights for all, and
right.
our differences make us stronger because we can bring different ideas to the table that were heretofore unthought of because we couldn't have thought
Shit,
of it.
Talk about socialism. They don't even have money.
I know.
I mean, come on.
Right? Yeah, no, they're getting it wrong. Star Trek has always been progressive and Jesus is love and forgiveness, but they want to say that Jesus is too woke. That's not me misunderstanding their religion. That's them deciding that their fucking religion isn't working for them anymore, and so they need to redefine it and go old school.
To be perfectly fair, Jesus and Christianity is whatever the fuck they want it to be because
True.
It's just a book that can be interpreted. It's so fucking wrong to begin with. You can interpret it however you want.
No, that's totally true. And I mean, Jesus may have started out like this, you know, back in the earliest centuries, right? Like
yeah.
the zero year and whatever.
Sure.
Like, Jesus may have started out as a Middle East concept and then Christianity grew into Europe, but I'm telling you that Jesus today is totally an American concept because you just don't really, you hear about like God and the Bible and practicing religion and stuff in other countries, but Jesus in America is like an entirely different beast.
You might want to walk that back just a little bit. Jesus is definitely not exclusive to the United States. the way it is practiced in the United States is definitely different than the rest of the world, but it is not exclusive to the United States.
I didn't say Jesus was exclusive to the United States. I said Jesus as a very like leader of the religion kind of thing is very much an American concept. Like Buddy Jesus, very American.
Oh, sure. That's commercialized version of Jesus.
That's what I'm saying. American. The way, like, other countries, they're less, like, Jesus-centric. They're more just like, yeah, I'm a Christian. Yeah, I go to church. Yeah, I practice Christianity. But if they talk about Jesus at all, it's Christ. Like, you know, I don't know. It just feels like they're talking about a different guy than the Americans here next door. Like, I don't know.
It's definitely different here.
It is.
Based on our talks with a lot of people that are not from here.
Yeah. America definitely, they read everything wrong. The right wing does anyways.
We have a lot of propaganda here.
So. We sure as fuck do.
Yeah.
Anyways, Second Macadoodles, right. chapter 9.
What we started doing, yeah.
We did.
We're reading a chapter.
Yeah, we're like, okay. What, 10 minutes in and we still are, haven't read? Yeah. That's funny. Okay, let's do it. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, now about that time.
About that time.
Right about that time. Antiochus retreated in order, no, let me redo that.
Oh, you're gonna read. Okay.
Okay. Yep. Now, about that time, Antiochus retreated in disorder from the region of Persia.
Okay.
Disorder, disorder, disorder.
Apparently, wife's singing tonight.
No, that was good though.
Yeah, I didn't say it wasn't good. I just
he retreated in that song.
Yeah.
From the region of Persia.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
For he had entered into the city called Persepolis. And he attempted to rob a temple and to control the city. If y'all have not read Persepolis, you really should. It's such a good graphic novel. And then we saw the animated version of it later. I know from your face, you have no idea what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
We loved it.
You're right.
It's very good. Well, there's Persepolis 2 has recently come out, I believe. And I want to read it really bad. I love the first one.
Got it.
Anyways. Yeah. Okay. He went into Persepolis, attempted to rob a temple and to control the city.
Attempted. Yeah.
Therefore, the multitudes rushed in and the people of the country turned to defend themselves with weapons.
They were like, fuck nah.
And it came to pass that Antiochus was put to flight by the people of the country.
Dang.
And broke his camp with disgrace. They broke his camp.
Yeah.
Oh, you see this tent that's yours? Boom! I stepped on it. I just broke your fucking camp.
Well, that breaking camp.
No, I know. Okay, I know. I just think it's funny. Like, I broke your fucking camp. How you like me now, bitch? While he was at Ecbatana.
Ecbatana.
Mm-hmm.
From Persepolis.
I think he ran away to Ecbatana. Okay. And then while he was at Ecbatana, news was brought to him about what had happened to Nicanor. So he's running away, having had his camp broken at Persepolis.
Yeah.
And he's like, fuck me. I'm fucked. Nicanor's getting beat up. And the forces of Timotheus.
Mm.
Being overcome by his anger, as you would when somebody steps on your tent.
Yeah, I was going to say, you wouldn't want to be that messenger that brought him that message.
He planned to make the Jews suffer for the evil deeds of those who had put him to flight.
Then he was already frying people up in frying pans. Like, well, what is he going to do? How do you up that game?
He is mad.
Okay.
Now. Before he did it with glee.
He's big mad now.
Now he's big mad.
Okay.
Therefore, with judgment from heaven, even now accompanying him, he ordered his charioteer to drive without ceasing until he completed the journey. For he arrogantly said this, I will make Jerusalem a common graveyard of Jews when I come there.
Mm.
Okay, I have some things to say.
Okay.
So, it says, therefore, with the judgment from heaven, even now accompanying him. So he's like, that Yahweh, he's real pissed at me, but I'm going to do this anyway. Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
If you believed in your heart that a God, not the God, because it's been proven that there was more than one.
I mean, well,
But these people believed in more than one. There was more than one God to believe in.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Yeah.
So he's like, that Yahweh, that one God over there, he's really, really pissed at me, and he's giving me judgment. But even so, even though there is literally a God pissed at me, and after me and fucking my shit up, I'm still going to do some stuff that I want to do.
We talked about this last time. I don't think that the other gods inner, this is written by somebody who is a follower of Yahweh. Right, like this book is written by someone who's
right.
So they're throwing these things into the mix when they don't really belong there.
No, I know, and they're like, whoa, that guy had a god after him, and he was so, he shook his fist and defied that god. I'm like,
he wasn't even thinking about that god.
He did not believe in that god. Right. So of course you can't be scared of a thing you don't believe in. It's like when people threaten me with hellfires, and I'm like, I can't possibly be afraid of that. I don't believe in it.
Right.
So. You telling me if you don't read this, you're going to go to hell is like you telling me if you don't believe this, penguins are going to come out of your butthole.
I've had somebody say something like that to me, like seriously to my face for something stupid. Like I don't remember the exact context, but like I started laughing because I thought it was a joke and they weren't. Yeah. And I'm like, oh,
sorry to
so
offend.
So you really did want me to, I'll go burn in hell now. Okay.
I'm just gonna go.
I was just clearing that up because you know.
I'm just gonna go. Yeah. Okay. So that was the first thing I wanted to say. So he's like, even though this one guy named Yahweh, this God, is after me, I'm still gonna make my charioteer drive without ceasing. Okay. So he's got a fucking charioteer.
Yeah.
I just want to stop for a minute and appreciate that he's got a charioteer.
Yeah.
And he's like, go, bitch. Don't stop till I say stop.
Right.
And then they just keep going.
Like, yeah,
until I guess. They get there.
I guess.
Okay.
Is he riding with him?
Is this like his
Uber ride?
Yeah. Okay. He ordered his charioteer to drive without ceasing until he completed the journey.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So dude is like
nonstop.
Now, is the charioteer like, is that a horse drawn chariot?
Yeah.
Or is that like a dude that's pulling him along?
No.
Okay, so it is a horse. Poor horsey. That's where I wanted to get to.
Right.
And I think that that's mean. Just because you're mad, you make your horse run fast and long.
I mean, maybe it wasn't that far away. We don't know.
Well, he made him go until he completed the journey. And journey sounds like more than a couple miles.
I bet they stopped for a piss break or something.
I bet they did. Poor horse.
Yeah.
And then the fact that he said, I will make Jerusalem a common graveyard of the Jews when I come there. That is a very strong statement.
Yeah.
And it would make a great line in a movie. But I don't like that he's like, fuck all them Jews. I'm going to kill them. Like, that's too yucky. I did not feel comfortable reading that line. And I just want to put it out there that that was in the book and not me. I ain't saying all that. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Just to be clear.
Yeah.
Just wanted to make sure everybody knows where I stand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying let's do a genocide.
No, no. In fact, but right now the line that we're having to walk as a podcast and politics wise is that Israel seems to be, and really the United States now at this point with regard to Iran, like, okay, look, there's this thing called the Geneva Convention, right?
I've heard of it.
Decided that assassinating people, not a cool thing to do, right? Like we're not down with assassinations.
Whether it's via war or a quote unquote targeted action,
right? Yeah.
Whatever the fuck verb or adjective or noun you want
to
use.
They just appointed the new Ayatollah, like to replace the one that they killed. You know,
and it's his son.
And they immediately within 24 hours killed his dad and his wife.
And I didn't like, know that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that for nobody.
You know, targeted assassinations is like a ploy in this war. Like, and you can't tell me that this is fighting terrorists and we're not. We are assassinating leaders of countries.
Mm-hmm.
That is what we're doing.
Yep. And what I don't love is being put in the position of having to defend bad people.
Right.
Stop it, United States. Stop it.
And again, I'm not trying to defend Iran. I'm just like, I don't think we're really living up to the ideal of what it is to be America.
I don't think that Christians are living up to the ideal of being Christian. And I don't think America is living up to the ideal of being American.
We just watched Discovery where Burnham was.
Oh, my God. How relevant. I'm getting goosebumps. I hadn't put that together.
Yeah. It was like the second to last or maybe it was the last.
No, it was the last episode of the season.
Season one.
Mm-hmm.
She stood up to the entire Federation.
The Admiral.
Yeah.
But yeah, the entire.
And they were going to do a genocide on
the Klingon world. Yeah.
And she was like, no, this is not what we are.
And then she's like, the very first fucking episode of this show, that's right. not what she said, but, right. you know, she's like, I stood up to my captain because I thought that taking shortcuts and, you know, doing something for the greater good was worth it. And y'all stripped me of my fucking, my rank and my membership in your little Federation club. Like, you took right. away my Starfleet everything, and you threw me in jail because you told me that's not how we do.
Well, and because the thing is, you were right.
Yeah, and that's what she went on to say. Like, you know that that's not right because that's what the rules say and that's how you treated me. But now that it's not convenient because it's, you know, we're losing the war, now all of a sudden we forgot our principles? I don't right. fucking think so.
And that's just what kills me. Like, we're not even losing the war and we still don't have principles.
Right.
Like, we're like, you know, speaking of this current day and time, this conflict
that we're
part of.
We weren't even at war with right. Venezuela.
Well, what yeah, the fuck? We weren't at war with Iran either. So,
no, I know. You know,
like, it just... Whatever. No. I mean, it's all stupid.
We're not being very American right now, mm-hmm. and we're certainly not being Christian.
Yeah.
And I don't care for it. I don't care for it, sir. I'm not here for that.
Obviously.
Obviously. But the all-seeing Lord. The
all-seeing Lord.
The God of Israel.
The God of Israel.
Gosh. Struck him with a fatal and invisible stroke. Boom, dead.
That's how it... Wait. This is Antiochus? Oh, wait, Antiochus or the chariot driver?
The Antiochus.
Oh, shit. This is how he died.
The all-seeing Lord, the God of Israel, struck him with a fatal and invisible stroke. Boom, dead.
I feel like the chariot driver was like, fuck this shit.
And just hit a rock on purpose. Yeah. Yeah. Oopsie, dude flew out. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, yeah.
I tried really
his
hard to
his sword landed
him.
In his chest. I don't know how that happened.
I could not find a doctor anywhere. Nobody had the same blood type.
Right, yeah.
Like, that's what yeah. I would be doing. As soon as he had finished speaking this word, the I will make Jerusalem a common graveyard of Jews when I come there.
Yeah.
Yeah. As soon as he finished speaking this word, an incurable pain of the bowels seized him with bitter torments of the inner parts. And that most justly, for he had tormented other men's bowels with many and strange sufferings. So
what the fuck? So he had explosive diarrhea that literally exploded? Is that what happened?
His butthole exploded.
I guess.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He had prolapse or something and his ass fell out?
I'm sure.
Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah.
Like, you can poop so hard that your bunghole like pops out backwards or something?
That's not something I wanted to discuss tonight.
No, me neither. I've heard of it, but I'm not.
Good morning, everybody. You got your cup of coffee and everything?
I mean, you do know I'm childish. Mm. And so if you're listening, that's kind of on you. Unless you're new, in which case, apologies and welcome. And also, sorry, not sorry.
Right.
But he in no way ceased from his rude insolence. He's pooping everywhere. His bowels are exploding. And he's like, ugh! And he goes, and no, he was filled with even more arrogance, breathing fire in his passion against the Jews and giving orders to hasten the journey. Hurry up, I gotta shit so bad!
I'm struggling to fight, because I thought he said this, and then they went nonstop to go to the Jews.
They right? did. They're but on like, their way. And
yeah,
he's
so like this is... He had the incurable bowel disease happening before he got on the chariot?
No. While he's in the chariot.
While
he's in the chariot, he's like, chariot driver, don't stop till we get there. Hurry
maybe,
up.
Maybe they didn't stop for a bathroom break. Maybe right? that's what happened.
Yeah. Ah, there you go. And he's like, my bowels hurt, but keep going. I'm going to kill those motherfuckers.
Yeah, yeah.
But it came to pass, moreover, that he fell from his chariot.
Oh, he did fall for it.
I'm so sorry. I did not see that coming.
Fell.
I'm sorry.
In quotes.
Fell. I mean, let me ask you this. You're in a chariot with somebody.
With an incurable bowel disease.
Do you or do you not push him overboard to get rid of the stink?
I feel like he's an easy target at
right?
that point.
Right? Like,
you know?
Ooh, stinky.
Right?
because Antiochus is over there going, whoa, excuse me. Oh, pardon.
He's like, I do not get paid enough for this shit.
literally. All right, so it came to pass, moreover, that he fell from his chariot as it rushed along, and having a grievous fall, was tortured in all of the members of his body.
All the members.
He broke his dick. My man broke his dick.
Fell from a chariot and I broke my dick.
This is a country song begging to be made. He who had just supposed himself to have the waves of the sea at his bidding because he was so superhumanly arrogant and who thought to weigh the heights of the mountains in a balance was now brought to the ground and carried in a litter, showing to all that the power was obviously God's, so that worms swarmed out of the impious man's body.
Worms swarmed out.
I said impious again, but it's impious.
Wait, he had worms already in him that swarmed out?
They swarmed.
Damn, this guy was like,
of his body.
What the fuck happened to him?
And while he was still living in anguish and pains, his flesh fell off. His fucking skin was like, nope, I'm out. His skin yeeted his bones. His skin was like, bye, Felicia.
Look, as much as I'm enjoying this recounting of how badly God tortured this guy, this was not mentioned at all in the first story. No. And I'm like, this is too rich this to not mention.
This is silly, you know? And fun.
Like, what the fuck?
Okay. The worm swarmed out of the impious man's body. And while he was still living in anguish and pains, his flesh fell off. Mm. And by reason of the stench, all the army turned.
Wait.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
All the army.
Hold on. No, I'm not done. Hold on.
We might get through this, guys.
Okay. All the army turned with loathing from his decay. My man was so stinky. God, I wasn't God, kidding. I
think this guy up so much, he turned an army around with stink ass.
Remember when I said in the chariot that he was stinky? I was kidding.
I'm just imagining like a big plume of like green fart smoke coming out as they're like going along.
And then there were worms, and then his skin fell off.
I feel like this guy needed to visit the doctor well before this.
Oh yeah, this it all happened so sudden. The man who a little before supposed himself to touch the stars of heaven, no one could endure to carry because of his intolerable stench.
This let him there to rot.
My lord, you do stink.
I mean, with worms already coming at you. You know what are you gonna do?
I'm so sorry. Mine emperor, but thou stench is too great. Thy fart is upon me. Before he began in great part to cease from his arrogance, he's still alive.
Wait, what?
He's got worms crawling in and out.
No one will even carry him.
His skin fell off.
Yeah.
He's...
But apparently he's still alive.
Shitting his brains out, but he's still alive.
Okay, all right.
Therefore, he began in great part to cease from his arrogance, being broken in spirit, and to come to knowledge under the scourge of God, his pains increasing every moment. He's like, maybe Yahweh is real. Well, goddamn. Say goddamn.
I like how they're giving us this, like, come to God moment.
You almost said come to Jesus.
Well, yeah, because that's the, But, like, he's... No one will even touch him.
I know.
His skin already fell off.
His skin fell off.
You are dead, dude.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, no one, this didn't happen.
This didn't happen. But listen.
He might have died, but I mean, this didn't happen.
But listen. When he himself could not stand his own smell. My ass, it do stink so mighty that the heavens are upon me. Holy moly, do I stink! He said these words. It is right to be subject to God, and that one who is mortal should not think they are equal to God.
Oh, shit.
Right? Mm,
yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. That did not happen.
No.
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 No. The vile
I love
man.
It. I love how they just throw these, like, these.
He's by himself.
These. They're like, God's so amazing. This other God that I don't know anything about, but mm-hmm. like, he's the Jewish God, and obviously he's so powerful. He made me stink, skin fall off, and
worms.
Worms. Don't forget worms.
And don't forget. And
apparently, I still can talk to say that he's great.
I don't know who I'm talking to because ain't nobody by me.
Right? Yeah.
Who's writing this shit down?
Yeah.
It ain't me because my hands don't have skin on it.
Right.
The vile man vowed to the sovereign lord, according to
somebody. Yeah.
Who now no more would have pity upon him. Oh, he was praying to God, and God was like, so? Saying that the holy city to which he was going in haste to lay it, even with the ground, and to make it a common graveyard, mm-hmm. he would declare free. Concerning the Jews, whom he had decided not even to count worthy of burial, but to cast them out to the animals with their infants for the birds to devour, he would make them all equal to citizens of Athens.
Mm.
The holy sanctuary, which before he had plundered, he would adorn with best offerings and would restore all the sacred vessels many times multiplied, and out of his own revenues would defray the charges that were required for the sacrifices. He's like, please put my skin back on.
I was going to say, does he even want to continue living at this? I thought he died. Didn't they say he died? Yeah. And then
They said that it was that all this happened all of a sudden. Okay. I'm the one who assumed he died.
Got it.
I said, boom, dead.
I feel like worst case scenario, he just had a bad case of diarrhea.
Probably.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like shit his way all the way to the Jewish, you know, city.
Which probably happened a lot back then.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. You know, eat some bad meat, whatever. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Beside all this, he said that he would become a Jew.
Dang.
And would visit every inhabited place, proclaiming the power of God. But when his sufferings did in no way cease, for the judgment of God had come upon him in righteousness, having given up
all hope for himself. Just think of what the Jews could have had if he would have just let him live.
Yeah.
Like all the things. You know?
Right?
Yeah.
So when God didn't change his mind, he put his skin back on him.
Yeah. Okay.
He wrote with his skinless hands to the Jews the letter written below, having the nature of a supplication to this effect. He wrote some kind of letter to this effect.
Okay.
With skinless hands.
Okay? That's crazy.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Ready?
Sure.
Here's the letter.
I'm ready.
To the worthy Jewish citizens.
Worthy
Jewish citizens. Antiochus, king and general, wishes much joy and health and prosperity. May you and your children fare well.
Okay.
And may your affairs be as you wish. Having my hope in heaven, I remembered with affection your honor and goodwill. He's like, I'm going to appeal to the people instead of God, and by doing so, hope that I can still get into their Jewish heaven.
I guess, yeah.
This is weird.
The
whole thing is weird.
Yeah.
Returning out of the region of Persia and being taken with an annoying sickness.
Mild, that what it says, annoying?
Annoying. That,
wow.
That annoying sickness. Like, when I get the flu, my skin doesn't fall off, nor do I have worms.
Sure.
And I still think of it as more than annoying.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I deemed it necessary, because of this annoying sickness, I deemed it necessary to take thought for the common safety of all, not despairing of myself, of course.
Right.
But having great hope to escape from the sickness. I am writing to you because this is me summing up what he has said so far.
Yeah.
I am writing to you because my ass hurts and I stink. Please, God, help me.
Any God.
Please send your God to help me.
Any God will do.
Like, please.
Will your God get this shit taken care of?
Yes, please.
Please.
Please. Please. But considering that my father also, at the time he led an army into the upper country, appointed his successor to the end that if anything fell out contrary to expectation, or if any unwelcome tidings were brought, the people in the country, knowing to whom the state had been left, might not be troubled, and moreover, observing how the princes... This is a long sentence, and I hate it.
Yeah.
How the princes, who were along the borders and neighbors to my kingdom, watch for opportunities and look for the future event, I have appointed my son Antiochus to be king. You know,
yeah.
I'm an Antiochus, and he's an Antiochus, and wouldn't you want to be Antiochus too? Whom I often entrusted and commended to most of you when I was hurrying to the upper provinces. I've written to him what is written below. I therefore urge you and beg you, having in your remembrance the benefits done to you in common and severally, to preserve your present goodwill, each of you, toward me and my son. I'm about to die. My skin fell off. I have worms and I stink. Just so you know, I've made my son king. Please be nice to him and don't take it out on him, the fact that I was an asshole.
I feel like this is more like he's dying and he's like, don't fuck my son over.
Yeah.
You know,
please don't blame him for me being an asshole.
That's all it is.
Yeah. For I am persuaded that he, in gentleness and kindness, will follow my purpose and treat you with moderation and kindness.
And that's only if this was actually ever written.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what to believe here.
Right.
But if it was written, it was merely because he was dying and didn't want his son to be, like,
punished down, for his wrongdoings. Whatever.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. He's like, don't blame my son for the fact that I'm an asshole.
Right.
Like,
nothing whatever. To do with worms coming out and his skin falling off and his ass blowing up.
Or a belief in God, right. By any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
So the murderer and blasphemer, having endured the most intense sufferings, even as he had dealt with other men, ended his life among the mountains by a most piteous fate in a strange land.
Mm.
Philip, his foster brother, took the body home, and then, fearing the son of Antiochus, he withdrew himself to Ptolemy Philometor in Egypt.
Mm.
Philometor.
I don't envy that guy that had to take his body anywhere.
Jesus.
Because it had to be disgusting.
That's why Philip left. He's like, here's the body. He's like, hey, son of Antiochus, new Antiochus.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's your dad. He's dead. And I have to go now.
Yeah.
I'm scarred for life. I literally have to go to Egypt now. Goodbye. I say to you, good day.
Right. So that was it then.
That was it then.
Okay.
That was more than enough.
All right. Well, we finished with the first Antiochus.
We are
done. He's got a very untimely, I don't know about untimely, but he met a bad, terrible death there, according to this book.
He was so stinky. He was done.
So
he was bloody and wormy.
Man.
May worms never be in my body.
I have learned from doing this for as long as we have that you never want to be eating anything when listening to our podcast.
Right?
You just never know what the fuck's going to happen. But, like, it can get pretty gross.
Suddenly, with no warning.
Yeah.
It's just like, suddenly there's worms in your body. What? Swarming. Swarming worms.
Yeah.
Swarming worming. What?
Sure.
What?
I don't know.
Stop.
Anyway, that was 2 Maccabees chapter 9.
Sure as fuck was.
And if you're listening to this when it comes out in the morning, that means that tonight,
Tuesday
at 10 p.m. Eastern, is our live on Discord.
It sure as fuck is.
Yeah. And you should join us there.
Yeah, you really should.
And we'll definitely be doing it this week because we skipped last week because we suck.
No, because I was sick, poo-poo.
No, but yeah, that's all part of sucking.
I had worms.
Anytime we don't do an episode is because we suck.
I had worms.
You didn't have worms.
I didn't have worms.
Why did I have worms?
I didn't have worms. And my skin did not fall off.
No. But you should click on the link in the show notes and you should join us there tonight. And we have a blast. It usually takes us a half hour or more to get into the actual episode, so just be prepared for that.
You can arrive late and not have missed a goddamn thing.
That's right. That's right.
Except hanging out.
Right.
Which is the fun part.
So hopefully we'll see you tonight. And, and then after that, we'll be doing the next chapter, which would be...
Oh, you don't mean that same night. You mean
the next chapter we do after our live, because our live is always not part of the regular Bible series.
Right. So. Okay. Yeah. So the next chapter that we do, whenever we do it, is going to be 2 Maccadoodles chapter 10.
All right. We'll see you then.
Okie dokie. Bye. Bye.
Hey, wife. I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God.
Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.